The stock this is dictating on Kerry Danielson. Hulton. That's Kerry is K-A-R-R-E-I-E. K-A-R-R-I-E. Kerry. K-S-N. Yeah. Hulton is H-O-U-L-T-O-N. Kerry Danielson Hulton. H-O-U-L-T-O-N. Date of birth is 7-12-54. Date of visit is 1-20-26. Please make copy for Richard Potts. P-O-T-T-S, Richard, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Kerry Hulton for evaluation. Next, here's President Ellis. This is a 71-year-old female who has had a history of persistent cough and recurrent bronchitis. Also stated she had pneumonia this past month. The patient does not use any inhalers, but does use cough suppressants, including Teflon pearls as needed. She denied weight loss, fever, chills, night sweats, denies hemoptysis, or significant reflux symptoms. The most recent chest x-ray on 12/30/25 showed no acute abnormality and no infiltrates. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for cataract surgery of both eyes with implants. Tonsillectomy in 1970. And history for a head injury in an auto accident in 2022. Also, I'm sorry, and she has hypothyroidism. And yeah, that's it. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of cancer of the esophagus. Father died of Fick's disease. Next, system review. The patient has had fatigue and some weight loss. She has had cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. She has coughing spells. And no shortness of breath, no wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, but has some diarrhea. And no nausea, vomiting. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. And no palpitations. She has no anxiety or depression. She has no easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no. She has headaches and memory loss and HA. Skin. Next, med list included Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Oxybutynin 5 milligrams BID, Teflon Pulse 200 milligrams BRN, and Zolpidem 5 milligrams LHS. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of the ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse is 68, respiration 16. Temperature 97 to weight is 145, saturation 96. HG Indian non-Hispanic people should be active and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal matters. Next supplement number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds to the bases, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur, namaste. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gastromegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor dots, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic cough. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. And number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4, lung nodules. And next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and also get a CT chest without contrast. Her previous chest CT done in July 2025 showed bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 5 millimeters and stable. Can you add in the final diagnosis lung nodules? I'm sorry, bilateral lung nodules. And then continuing the plan, the patient will use Tessalon Pulse 100 milligrams TIDPRN and Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN. You'll also get a CBC and an IgE level and a total eosinophil count. And we'll come for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Richard Potts, POTTS, MD. Thank you.